particular print by Shiro Shige is interesting because what he is depicting is a woman who lived in the 10th century, where the ideals of beauty were very different from the mid-19th century when Shiro Shige was doing his woodblock prints. One of the first things that stands out is all of the different patterns in her layers of robes. It was the fashion in courtly Japan for women to wear numerous layers of robes, but mostly the aesthetic was on the different colors and how the different colors were layered. It wasn't this elaborate patterning. That was a focus of Japanese clothing aesthetics that came much later. And also, if you look at her face, the ideal of feminine beauty in the Heian period, 1,000 years ago, was a very round face, tiny nose, and the eyes were really not elaborated at all. Portrayals of women in the 10th century tended to focus on the hair, the long black hair. This was by far and away the most important aspect of a woman's beauty. A lot of pictures simply show the back view, where you see this long hair and then you see these many layers of robes. But this particular woman sitting at this table looks very much like a 19th century woodblock print beauty. One thing to notice is her blackened teeth, which was a Heian or courtly period cosmetic custom. Blackening your teeth was something that only the courtiers did, and they did it as a cosmetic thing because they thought it made the balance of their white makeup and the very tiny bit of red lipstick that was used. Blackening the teeth kind of made the mouth sort of shadowed. So it was very much done to look beautiful. By the time that Shiro Shige was active, this had become a custom for commoners as well. When a woman got married, she blackened her teeth. And it's kind of interesting that this is right at the period where that was beginning to fall out of fashion. But he makes a point of showing that she had the black teeth. One thing that you can also see in this print was that the natural eyebrows were shaved, and then a false eyebrow was painted very high up on the forehead. And you can see that Shiro Shige is representing this. This would be his way of saying, okay, this is, you know, a 10th century beauty, because this is what they did.